times I'll see, be recording a YouTube.
Dead ass. Yeah, you're gonna be messing up in the first.
Yeah.
Alright, so we're gonna be talking about the
New music,
new albums, EP, singles.
Oh, EP, That Weeknd.
Yeah, what do you think about it?
The Weeknd, I don't know, it was a good first song. First song. Oh, my man. Other than that, I don't think the other songs kept up. Which, like, held up to the bar. What is it? Come Say My Name or something like that?
Yeah.
Call Out My Name?
Huh? Call Out My Name.
Yeah, Call Out My Name?
I think that one was the best one.
Yeah, that one was the best one. And the other ones didn't, like, go up to the bar, I think.
Nah. Because, I mean, he set the bar high with the first song.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And he only had,
like, 6 songs.
Out of 6 songs. And even one of them is explicit, too.
Yeah.
Which is interesting because in this genre, I know, like...
Yeah, you would think this nigga goes off and shit.
You would think he goes off.
Yeah, but no.
But he was just singing and simping and shit, but...
That Selena Gomez hit his heart hard.
She
fucked
him up for that.
She brought the Weeknd back, though.
She did. She brought the simp Weeknd back, yeah. So it's cool.
That's how we know him, though. That's how we started off.
Yeah.
Yeah, on some simp shit. The album I'm waiting on is that Takeoff and Lil Yachty album.
Takeoff and Yachty?
Ooh. Yeah, they said they have an album ready and shit. They just have to release it.
Yeah, I'm waiting for the new ASAP Rocky.
Oh, yeah, that one too.
It's been supposed to be coming out for like 3 years.
Yeah.
But.
With that, they be leaving Takeoff. He's so underrated.
Yeah.
You see Offset with 21 Savage, Quavo with Travis Scott. But Takeoff, he's not anywhere.
No.
But he's the best one, I think.
I think he's the best one. I think Quavo has the best hooks.
Yeah.
I think.
And then flow material is Offset, but like who goes off is Takeoff. Like,
yeah.
No matter what. Even though you can barely understand what the nigga said, search up the lyrics and you get some fire. let's see. Rich the Kid, I expected more from his album, to be honest.
Did you?
Yeah.
Did you see he started a skating team?
Nah, I didn't see that. He was on that charity football thing.
Was he
with Quavo, 21, Offset, again leaving Takeoff out.
Typical.
Yeah, I know, right? That's cool. He don't need that much attention. He got the least followers out of all of them.
Does he?
Yeah.
I feel like he does get the least amount of attention.
Yeah, Quavo has like 7.3, Takeoff has like 5.7, and then this nigga Takeoff has 3.1, which is sad because Trippie Redd has like 2.1 or something like that. He is not in their realm, though.
Nah, Trippie Redd isn't in the Migos one.
Yeah, this was... Oh, yeah. That nigga Drake killing it, though. Drake's, they got me on the April Fool's shit, talking about how Post Malone, Kendrick Lamar, and Drake dropped the album. Dropped the song. Yeah, I was searching that bitch for like 10 minutes. I was all mad.
Post Malone, he drops music scarcely.
Yeah, he does. Like, nobody knows when the fuck he... I mean, the snippets that he be doing is like fire. Trippie Redd has that same thing, though.
Yeah. Trippie Redd releases a lot of music too, though.
Yeah.
He does. But Post Malone, it's super scarce, but what he releases, it's on the charts all the time.
All the time, yeah.
Like Psycho.
Yeah, I didn't like Psycho.
You didn't?
Nah, I expected more.
Yeah, that Psycho had who was it? Who was it featuring? Ty Dolla $ign, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like Ty Dolla $ign could have done more on that song.
Yeah, Ty Dolla $ign, ever since Blase,
yep.
Damn, that shit was hard. Ever since then, I don't think he's been the same. He's another one-hit wonder, like, designer.
Designer, definitely.
You think he fakes his personality?
Designer?
Yeah, I think he does. Because everybody knows him as that crazy person.
So everyone knows him as... Yeah. Because he just gets shock.
Yeah, so he can't not be that crazy person or else...
Yeah. Same thing with Boonk.
Yeah, Boonk too. He said something on Instagram saying... He's an example for kids and all that good shit. And I'm like, nah, bro.
No, not at all.
No, not like that. There's other ways to do it.
All right, so big character in rap, at least for the underground scene, X.
Oh, yeah, X.
What do you think of X?
Mac Miller is so underrated. Mac Miller? That's my nigga.
Mac Miller, yeah?
Yeah.
What was your favorite project?
Ooh, there is Macadelics.
Was it?
Yeah, it was a mixtape. Macadelic.
I like...
That shit was hard. That shit was so hard. He has his Ultra Egos rapping in the song. Some shit that Tyler Creator used to do. He used to call himself Ace and Slater. Some shit like that. Yeah, Tyler Creator goes hard too.
Tyler does go hard.
Yeah, with his new song that he just came up with.
Okra.
Yeah. Odd Future just ended.
Yep. Because of hockey beats. Say, he did say...
no more OF.
No more OF. I'm talking about golf.
Yeah.
But that's fine, because...
I mean, the niggas that are around him are going to keep being around him, but, like, as an organization, I don't think they're there no more.
No, I don't think so. I think OF... I mean, Oldie came out 6 years ago.
Yeah. They haven't dropped anything
either. No.
And yeah, because that nigga Haji Beats, I think, he switched up on Tyler.
Yeah. I think I saw the interview where Haji was saying Tyler was a fraud and...
Yeah. Well, Tyler created a concert, called him out, saying that he put niggas on and then they don't show you respect and all this other good shit on their concert, like, live in front of people. That shit was crazy. Crazy how people switch up on you, though.
Definitely. I think... What do you think the strongest group in hip-hop is right now?
Right now? Migos?
Migos?
Yeah. I don't know who's... Who's competing with Migos.
I mean, I don't really think anyone is, because... It's weird for a group to be in that...
ASAP Mob?
I mean, yeah, Migos is more of a trio.
Yeah, Migos more of a trio, yeah, group. Not a group, yeah, collective.
But like, I guess collective groups like ASAP Mob.
Duos is like ASAP, Rocky, and Ferg.
Yeah.
Like that. Shit like that.
And then, let's see, who else? What's another duo?
This nigga.
Macklemore and Ryan Lewis.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Yeah, they go way back, though.
They do.
Lil Uzi and Rich the Kid. That little beef. No, it's I forgot who it was. It was Lil Uzi and someone else. They mad.
Oh. Who Lil Uzi was beefing with?
Or no.
Who he is?
Who's like, he's a duo with and shit.
Oh, okay.
He was with someone. I forgot who. But yeah, their beef is like so stupid. I feel like they would make good music together and shit. Rich the Kid and Lil Uzi?
Yeah, I think so. I think, because sometimes I feel like two rappers are compatible.
Like, whether too much.
If it's mumble rap, maybe the sounds are too similar. Like, I don't think Uzi and Trippie Redd would make that good of a song.
Yeah, I don't think so.
But I feel like if you did Uzi and... Fuck, who's that? Maybe Uzi and Mozzie?
Yeah.
Like, maybe someone who isn't... That. Who doesn't have that type of, like, maybe a more of a conscious rapper and then a mumble rapper.
Yeah.
Because I feel like two, if their styles come off
The same,
similar, then it's less diversity in the song.
Yeah. Drake's diversity is amazing. He'd be doing all types of songs.
Yep. Same thing with X.
Yeah, X2, yeah.
X switches up his flow mad. Singing, to rapping, to screaming.
Trippie be doing the same thing.
Definitely.
I don't know, Trippie's coming up. I feel like he's way better than 6ix9ine any day.
Oh, definitely. So, okay.
He knows more about music.
So, what's your opinion on 6ix9ine and where he's at with all this beef?
He's cool as a rapper. I mean, he got to stay in his lane, though. That's what I think. Because as a rapper, Trippie wins, but as like a... For the fans, I guess.
As an individual,
yeah. It's 6ix9ine. Being the king of New York? Nah, I don't think so either.
Nah. I don't think... He says he's just the hottest out of New York, too. Like, Maybe for a month you've gotten the most attention out of any New York artist, but...
Yeah, the most. And right now he's doing all this public things, like giving kids money and shit.
Yeah,
I feel like he'd be doing that just for the attention and shit.
I feel like he gives kids money because he knows he fucked one.
Yeah, that's true too. He got allegation shit. I think Trippie Redd's single. I think he just posted that today.
Trippie Redd is single?
Yeah. Unless it's some April Fool shit. But I think, he posted that shit and he deleted every picture of her.
Did he?
Yeah, that must be some shit.
That's some shit. He's on Poom Patrol now.
Yeah, for real.
He's on the Booty Hole Patrol.
Oh, with 6ix9ine changing gangs and shit. That's all, bro.
Yeah, if we're going from Crips to Bloods and.
Yeah. Like changing seasons and shit.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
Do you see, was it Hot 90? I wanted it.
No.
With Charlamagne.
Yeah, Breakfast Club.
Breakfast Club.
Yeah. I'm so addicted to that shit. That shit's funny as hell. Charlamagne be going off on some people.
Charlamagne went off on 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine. He goes off on a lot of people.
6ix9ine's a clown, though. I mean.
Yeah, he is.
He's just not respectful at all.
He knows it, too, because the people that be beefing with him. He calls himself out. He's like, you're gonna let a kid with rainbow colored hair
disrespect
get you mad? Yeah. And then, like, he just knows he's a clown.
Yeah.
And then the niggas too, like YG, they give him the attention that he wants.
Yeah, people are feeding into it. But I mean, coming from YG's standpoint and the game standpoint, you can't just
I know, that's really disrespectful because people will be dying because of this gang shit.
Yeah. And you, a kid with rainbow hair, you're...
Yeah.
YG from, you know, from Bompton. You want a kid with rainbow hair trying to boss your shit up?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, disrespectful in a lot of ways. Block Boy's a crip. Blockboy JB, I think.
Blockboy JB?
Yeah, he's a crip, and he just made a song with 21.
Did he?
That shit was crazy, yeah. Blockboy was repping his gang, too. At the end of the song, you hear him say crip, talking about Grape Street and all this other shit. And 21's a blood to...
Yeah.
He's his own six, nigga.
But that's not all uncommon, though, because I see Nipsey Hussle make songs with
YG. I mean, YG. Who said something about if the bag is right... If the bag is right, he said, who was Quavo beefing with? Quavo's beefing with someone. I forgot who it was. But he was beefing with someone, and he said, would you make music with him? And then Quavo was like, if the bag is right, I'll make music. I'm like, damn, that's crazy.
Yeah, so if it is money motivated.
Yeah, I mean, 21's good too. He's a good ass artist. I like
him. You like 21?
Yeah. His, like, not motivated tone. I feel like he's the only one that has that.
Yeah, he has like a bland just.
Yeah.
Or that was kind of Yachty on. Was it Lil Boat 2? Was that?
Yeah. What about? Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of Yachty's flow often, where he's just talking.
Yeah, and then Yachty be going off.
A little monotonous, but it's good. It's still good flow.
Yeah.
It's still good flow. It's just he's not rapping. It's not persuasive. And it doesn't get you pumped up, but it's,
no, it doesn't. Some songs do.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I see what you're trying to say.
Yachty has some really hype songs.
Yeah, he does. Mickey is one of them that I like from his new album.
Yeah.
Mickey and Baby Daddy.
You like Baby Daddy?
I like Baby Daddy. And Lil Pump. Lil Pump is another... He a star, to be honest.
You think Lil Pump's a star?
Yeah. He knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He knows how to get the people's attention. He knows what they want. He knows how to read the people.
Yeah.
And he got, like, no beef with anybody. See, this type of shit that
sticks. Oh, no, remember when he beefed with J. Cole?
No, he beefed with J. Cole?
He beefed with J. Cole, Lil Pump and J. Cole, yeah.
I mean, J. Cole's
been... I don't think it was a big deal.
J. Cole's been out for, like, a while now. Yeah. This is his album. I wasn't really a J. Cole fan either.
He was featuring in a new song that released the other day, and it's really... he has a hard part, but...
Yeah, I don't follow with him. I don't follow with Tupac or Biggie either. I'd rather choose... Anything over them, to be honest.
Anything over Tupac or Biggie?
Yeah. That's why I, like, defended Lil Xan when that shit happened.
Yeah.
I mean, we're just not in the generation where we find out about them and shit.
Yeah, definitely. Like,
they're not our people.
No.
And then so many people get offended, and I don't even know why.
Yeah, exactly. So many people get offended over the
so
fact
offended,
that...
So offended, yeah. They made good music. I mean, cool, but is it relatable to me? No, it's not.
No.
That's why I'd rather find more relatable shit, like Eminem. Eminem's... relatable to me, 50 Cent, kinda. Like, the generation, the next generation after Tupac and Biggie.
Yeah, because we can't relate to the struggles of Tupac.
Yeah, exactly. That's another thing. Get how the older heads can relate and shit. I mean, I respect that. Definitely. Tupac and Biggie, they changed the game up. But once I caught to the game, and it was just another type of, it was another flow.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like so many people get mad too. People of this generation that have an old head mentality too.
Yeah,
they're like, be like 16 or 17 trying to tell me that, you know, Tupac's the best rapper ever. Like, you wasn't even alive during the
period. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know nothing about this nigga.
Didn't know nothing about this dude.
Kids nowadays are gonna look out to Bobby Shmurda, Hot Nigga, for one of the classic songs and shit. Like, let me put you on the shit when I was like 3 and shit. Like, and then he plays that song. They're gonna forget all about it.
Yeah.
But once the next rapper comes and then they diss Bobby Shmurda, then the same thing happens all over and over. It's a big ass cycle.
Yeah. It definitely is a big cycle. And there's so many players coming in and out of the rap gang that
It's crazy.
Nobody notices. Like, there's so many people that have just disappeared.
Yeah. Like, French Montana. He like ditched rap for a little while and then like started working on that country over there down in the other side of the
world. Oh yeah, when they shot that video?
Yeah. He made a little hospital and shit. Akon left and made some lights in Africa. Yeah. Like, them niggas just they got money off rap and then they left and did something better.
Yep. And nobody's paying attention to them. Yeah, nobody pays attention, attention to anybody after they leave.
Yeah, exactly. Like, once they leave, then cool. Unless you, like, go to a party with, like, a celeb with, like, Jay-Z and Beyonce and shit like that. Yeah. Then you get some recognition. Yeah.
But, I mean, if you're just leaving the game to be low-key, do some good shit for people in Africa, one's really paying attention.
Like, that French Montana, other than Unstoppable, I think it is. Like
Unforgettable.
Yeah. You can't name like one verse from the songs because nobody really knows about them like that.
Yeah. I think that's very true.
Yeah, you can't name really verses off the top of the head for like people like that.
No.
People like Eminem though, those lyrics stay in your head.
Yeah, and I feel like obviously Eminem would have a bigger.
A fan base. Yeah.
Yeah.
Coming at the president and shit like that. This nigga got balls, man.
Yeah, he did.
He got balls for doing that shit.
I mean, so do YG with Fuck Donald Trump, but that's...
Yeah, that's
different.
Yeah, that's some different
it's shit. It's not at the same caliber.
No. YG isn't all that hype to Eminem compared.
Yeah.
I don't think so. There's a lot of people who make Donald Trump songs, though. Like Young Mac Miller.
Mac Miller, yeah.
He made a song, I think the...
2012.
Ray Shremmerd made Up Like Trump.
Yeah. That's crazy how...
That was before the presidency, because they wouldn't make that shit now. Yeah,
it was. Because Mac Miller,
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure it was 2012 when he was Donald Trump, you know, take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump.
And then
Trump
he goes in a concert, and this is Donald Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then Donald Trump replies to him. Like, he comes up with a comeback. But he doesn't come up with a comeback to Eminem and shit. Like, you could tell who he's scared of. That's crazy, because he's a president, too.
Yeah, that's crazy that the songs were made about him. And then...
Yeah.
But I'm sure that would happen if some other popular... If Bill Gates was elected president. Obviously, there's going to be songs about Bill Gates and stuff like that, you know?
There's a couple verses and shit. That's crazy. Yeah.
So, who do you think... I'm going to say... I'm going to use the terms mumble and conscious rap just because that's, I guess, general guidelines of how, but who would you say right now the best mumble and conscious rappers are?
As an individual rapper or as like a group?
Individual.
Individual, I think Takeoff. Takeoff, he's a good mumble rapper. You don't understand shit. And then you search up the lyrics and then you... And then it goes, 21... Lil Yachty next. That's where my head is at. More like them. And it's crazy because I don't even listen to like their songs on the radio and shit. I be listening to different shit.
Yeah.
Or catch up on like their old songs that nobody really hears about, like on some Drake shit.
You have shown me a lot of
unheard
unreleased Drake songs. Well, not unreleased, but really unheard
before
of Drake
it got
songs.
Famous. Yeah. Because I showed you about the Block Boy. And then, like, 20 minutes later, he posted on Instagram. And I was like, wow, how foul is that? I'm all happy and shit because I found it before everybody.
Yeah, that.
I've been hitting videos on YouTube, like, before they hit, like, 2K. That's crazy how fast I get to them.
That's true. You did show me the Black Boy and Drake.
And then he posted it. Yep, and then Freakin' You is another one that hasn't even blown up like that. My Side, like that. The one
My Side, yeah.
That should go hard.
I don't think it ever would. The audio quality on that is super bad. So
yeah. And it wasn't even on the album. That's what's crazy.
Yeah.
I heard the whole album again. It wasn't on the album. Yeah. With 21's Is a song, it never released. That should go so hard. Damn. He took a big ass out on that. He didn't release it because they leaked it.
Yeah.
So he took it off the album and shit. That shit's crazy though. That song goes so hard.
X's music got leaked so much.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They're always leaking his music. But
yeah. You really gotta trust people.
You do.
At this part of the game.
I mean, what else can you do?
I know, once it's out, like, it's really hard to get that shit back.
Yeah, I mean, that shit sucks if it gets leaked too.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Drake, on some YouTube channels, he reports, I guess you can't hear some of his Drake songs.
Oh, yeah.
Because he don't put it down and shit like that. Like, you go only hear the beat and the lyrics, and you've got to make up the rest of the part.
Yeah. Also, how do you feel about Russ? I know he's a fucking meme right now.
Yeah,
he
has really been, is. But... I mean, he was about to blow up. That's what I feel about him. Like, he could have blown up, but he...
Yeah.
I don't know what he did. He lied too much. He like, choked on himself. Because he has some good songs.
He does.
He really does. But he just didn't make it that big now. He's going to be, like, another underground... Kind of underground artist, like, Logic and shit like that.
Yeah, I think Fora, too.
Yeah, Fora.
Fora's one of those people that just never really caught on like that.
He
could have blown
up, but he did.
Yeah.
Fora be hanging out with Trippie Redd now.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Don't you live by his girlfriend?
Yeah, I live by Fora's girlfriend. That's crazy. That's crazy how they get it. Yeah. I've seen the nigga a couple times, too.
Is she your neighbor? Or?
She lives, like, 3 houses down and shit.
And you see him?
Yeah, but I went to middle school with her.
That's cool.
Yeah. He, like, nothing. He doesn't post anything about her.
No?
That's crazy. And she, like, promotes his album and shit, like, on Snapchat and shit. Other than that, like, they don't send pictures of each other. They don't do nothing. That's crazy how low-key that shit is.
Yeah. There's a lot of low-key... There's a lot of rappers that low-key have, like, girls and shit.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know Logic had a girl until his divorce.
Until the divorce, right? Yeah. I did. They're only married for, like, 2 years, but still.
Yeah, Rich the Kid has a wife, too.
Rich the Kid has a wife?
Yeah, he's talked about it on the Breakfast Club. Yeah, he's like, nah, I got a wife and shit. They were talking about how Charlamagne likes his ass getting ate and shit. And he's like, I don't know nothing about that. That's crazy. I didn't know Rich the Kid had a wife.
NBA young boy has how many
four
kids?
That's crazy. He's 17.
Yeah, 17 with four kids. That's something else. But yeah, hey, if he has the money and shit to support him.
I mean, all will, but everybody knows his pullout game is weak as fuck.
Fuck. Four kids.
17 with four kids?
Man. Yeah.
It's all bad.
Fuck yeah.
Drake's getting old. He needs to have a kid already.
Yeah.
He's gonna be like a Kanye West, like, all starting off with kids old.
Dude, Kanye is old as fuck.
Yeah, no, especially right now.
I think, was he, like, late? I think he's 38?
Yeah, somewhere late like somewhere, that. Yeah, he's letting himself go, too. Like, he's getting, like, fat now and shit like that.
Yeah.
He got his little boobs on.
He used to have, like,
the A-cup, like, community.
Yeah. Yeah. He's part of the A-cup community for men.
Yeah, he'd be getting in, though.
Do you like it? Do you like his new work, or are you one of those people that likes his old work?
I like his older work.
Definitely,
his older work is better. It was more thought of, I think.
Yeah.
With Tyler the Creator challenging him on that Smucker song with Lil Wayne, that shit was wild. That's a classic right there. That shit. Kanye even said it. He's like, I thank you for putting the batteries on my back. If it wasn't for you, any other rappers couldn't have done this. Couldn't bring this shit out of me. And I was like, damn, mad props to Tyler and shit.
Yeah.
Tyler's underrated, I think so.
You think so?
Yeah. And him and Earl Sweatshirt?
Yeah, Earl's definitely underrated.
Jesus, man. Earl and his bars.
I want to hear an Earl and Steve Lacy song.
Yeah, that's a good combo.
Smack.
Yeah. Earl is just... on some other level. He was doing Zans before anybody.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Yeah, he was doing all these types of joints.
He had to cancel his tour because he was just... Remember that?
Yeah, fucked up, yeah.
Yeah, he was just so fucked up. He had to cancel his tour and step back from the rap game and shit.
Yeah, and then he stepped back too much.
Yeah.
Yeah, he got left back.
Yeah. But I definitely like Earl. His old shit, like Doris.
Yeah, I don't like outside.
Oh, yeah, I don't like shit. I don't go outside.
Yeah, yeah.
Faucet. Like, that's just some good shit.
Yeah, I'm about to hear that on the way back.
What's the one song? Epar? Or?
Oh, yeah. It's Rape Backwards.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you didn't know
that? Nah.
Yeah,
I just saw it on SoundCloud. I haven't really listened to it much.
Yeah,
but
that's, it was hard.
Yeah, that's why the R is capitalized, huh?
Yeah.
I just saw it on SoundCloud.
It's Rape Backwards.
But, and that's with Vince Staples, right?
I think so. Yeah, he should be one of these songs. Yeah, Vince Staples is another rapper I didn't get really into. Yeah, like kind of like Russ, I didn't really get into.
No, Vince Staples.
Or Vince Mesa, another one that.
Oh yeah.
I didn't really get into. Jaden coming up though, Jaden Smith.
Jaden is coming up.
Yeah, if he comes out with another song like Icon and shit,
yeah,
dang, he's gonna pass up a lot of rappers.
Yeah, definitely.
See, like Jaden with his one song already passed Russ.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
With his one song. And Russ,
but Russ kills because of his personality. Like, that shit is just fucking whack. Like,
yeah.
I just can't stand his personality. Like, I would never go to a Russ concert.
Yeah, Mac Miller, he has that personality that, like, that's contagious and shit.
Yeah.
His concerts aren't even all that good. Like, the songs don't compare to the live.
They're not.
Yeah, you could tell. I mean, that's with every rapper, though.
Yeah.
If it's not bad in live, then it's pretty much lip syncing.
Yeah.
Because Amigos be playing their music, like their full song in the background, and they just rap to it.
Yeah. Most rappers do that now, where they just play the full ass song and then just sing over the mic. Yeah,
they
rap
like the end of the verse and shit like that. Or they just hand it to the crowd and shit like that.
Yeah, like what the fuck? Like, but then again, that sound, it's, you get way more hype and it sounds a lot better than rapping their whole ass song.
Yeah, and then you hear all the hype men and shit.
Yeah.
Just rapping the end of the verses. Yeah, I see that a lot.
So you can go to any concert you want, some lit. You're just trying to get lit as fuck. I mean, just some hype ass concert. Where would you go?
Tyler be getting crazy. Tyler's concerts are crazy. Migos is, I think, too.
Yeah.
But Lil Pump is like right now. Right now, like at this moment, Lil Pump, he gets the craziest. Other than like the fights that you see on like 6ix9ine's concert. Trippie's concert.
Remember X's concert? I keep bringing up X, but I just, he's an interesting rapper to me.
Yeah, he really is. I don't know what he was doing with his eyebrows and his hair.
Fuck,
I don't know. I can't explain that. Can't really defend him on that point, but yeah, he's good.
He's other crazy. Than
him getting knocked out. Yeah.
Oh yeah, he's fucking crazy. I remember he used to punch fans too. Like that used to be the new shit. Like, fuck, X punched another fan.
Who was it, Lil Pump or X, who jumped from like the balcony or some shit like that? I think it was both of them.
Yeah, I know Pump jumped up from the jumped from the balcony.
That's super a loyal ass fans if you catch that nigga, to be honest.
Fuck yeah.
Cause I like him and everything, but I don't think I'll move out the way.
I mean, but I'll, hey bro, I'll let you hit the ground, I'll watch you, but
I'll help you get up. Like, I don't know about catching you, I ain't Hulk or anything.
Have you seen those videos of fucking, speaking of Hulk, of Action Bronson when he throws people off the stage?
Oh, yeah.
That shit is crazy. That motherfucker is something else.
He has
dude.
A song with Mac Miller that goes hard. What was it? Red Dot Music. That's what it's called.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that song went hard.
I haven't heard that.
There's a lot of Mac Miller songs that really be. Especially when you're high as fuck.
Poolside Park?
Yeah, Poolside Park.
Party on Kids. Fifth Ave, that's the shit. Oh, kicking incredibly dope shit.
Yeah.
Good shit.
Kids. Yeah. The Divine Feminism, Feminine, I think that was, he wasn't all that good on that one.
You don't think he was all that good?
No, I don't think so. Good AM was a good one.
Good AM, I really liked.
Yeah, I liked that one.
I remember going to Zoomies, and there's like a little cereal bowl kit.
Because
you know how it's like Good Morning, like Good AM, you know? Good AM, yeah. So there's like a little cereal bowl kit you could buy, and that shit was really cool.
I would have caught that shit.
And it came with a CD.
That's some shit.
That's some cool shit, and then... Yeah. I don't know, I feel like J. Cole is really good.
See, like that, same with Tupac and Biggie. J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar are like rappers I didn't really connect to.
J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar?
Yeah. I don't like Kendrick Lamar.
I definitely can't connect to him. I mean, I don't struggle like they do or anything. Yeah. Or like they did or anything, but I do think they're talented.
Yeah.
They have delivery.
I mean, they're on their own way. Yeah. I mean, they're not meant for everybody. That's what I think.
Exactly.
People should know. Not every rapper's meant for everybody.
Exactly. And the same Biggie and Tupac. They're not meant for everybody. Of course, there's going to be old heads. And
Yeah.
But they're really not meant
for everybody. Defend his name like hardcore and shit. Yeah. Wanting to jump Zan and shit.
Yeah, wanting to jump Zan because... Yeah.
And they were like 17-year-olds. I'm pretty sure they didn't even know what
exactly.
Tupac songs.
Fucking 17-year-olds. Y'all weren't even alive when they were.
Yeah, I know exactly. Like, you're just trying to get some attention right now.
Yep.
I mean, I really respect what Lil Zan did. Calling the cops and shit. And then they called him a little bitch for calling the cops, and I'm like, nah, that's not being a little bitch. That's being smart.
Yeah.
Like, he's not gonna fight back to the fence and shit like that. Like, he's not rolling in 10 deep like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I respect what he did. So.
Yeah, definitely. Just playing it smart and not being a...
Yeah.
So, you know, he respects his fans. Okay, so Lil Skies canceled his tour.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Yeah, it was Lil Skies. I was thinking about something else.
Yeah, he canceled his tour. I haven't listened to him a lot. I mean,
Red Rose is like the one hit that I know about.
Nowadays.
Yeah, Nowadays.
And then.
That's
I don't know
it.
Much else. Yeah.
Young Pinch though.
Young Pinch is
underrated as fuck.
Young Pinch is
Yo,
on the
you
fucking
put me
wave.
On that,
yeah,
you
I did, huh?
Yo, hell yeah.
Beach Boy on the wave. Young Pinch
yeah,
is the
really,
shit.
Though.
He did. He did
and
a song with
really,
YG.
He really has his own way, though.
He really does.
Crazy.
He really has his own delivery and just, I would say, creative process.
Yeah, he really does. And he hits home because he's like Huntington Beach is not that home.
Yeah, exactly. Bennington Beach, right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Does songs with YG. He said he used to stay in the same, I think, I want to say it was his grandma that he lived with in the apartment. He used to live in the same complex as YG. Oh.
I didn't hear about that.
Yeah. But
not as a YG thing.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I think it was his grandma, but he would see YG on the reg.
Yeah, I think it was his grandma because I think he said his mom was a nurse. That's why he got females coming in and out of the house.
Yeah.
He explained that in a genius cipher.
I know both of his parents were like avid drug users, though. So I think his grandma was a nurse because I know he lived with his grandparents at the time.
Yeah?
Yeah. Probably. I know his mom is. I know. I'm pretty sure both of his parents got locked up. But yeah, his grandma was gone, like, and she worked nights, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
So.
And he has a hippie look that
he does.
Just like, it makes you want to see
hair.
More and shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just makes you want to see more. Yeah, I'm excited if he's going to make the freshman list.
You think he will?
I think so. I think people like 6ix9ine shouldn't make it, though.
Nah.
They cost too much bad attention.
Yeah.
Like, you think 6ix9ine, and you think Gummo, and you think all this shit. But after the songs, you think, oh, his bad reputation.
Yeah.
And that's not good for anybody.
Do you think... Okay, so Nav was talking about how, oh, fuck the freshman class, yeah. Fuck XXL.
He has a reason.
Yeah, he does. I don't see him being a XXL. I don't see him being a freshman class rapper.
Nah, I feel like he... I don't know. He's underrated, but I think he passed that. Like, he's too grown for that.
Yeah, I think he's too grown for that. He's already signed.
Yeah, he's already way up there.
Yeah, he's on...
The Weeknd's label.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's on his shit already. I don't know why he would be on the list.
Yeah, same thing about the Migos. Like, Migos were too big to be in the freshman list.
Because, I mean, freshman list is once a year.
Yeah.
If you can reach that.
Freshman.
Yeah.
Yeah. People just coming up like Young Pinch and shit like that.
Yeah, Young Pinch definitely.
Yeah,
I would say Young Pinch a spot on the freshman class.
Trippie Redd shouldn't be on it either. I think he's passed that.
I think he is. I think.
Yeah, TK should. I feel like he needs
TK,
a little
more. Yeah.
Yeah, he needs that attention.
I Lil Skies, because he doesn't
Skies,
have attention like that.
Yeah, he doesn't. T Grizzly, I think he passed that too.
I think so. I think he
kind of
dipped off, though.
Yeah. Yeah, he did. I've seen him a lot, but like right now, as of like the past month, I don't really see him like that.
No. But yeah, I definitely agree with you on that. That it truly is a freshman class.
Yeah, it's a freshman.
So
class.
They're bringing
in like
some
juniors and seniors like that.
Exactly, they're bringing in senior.
Like,
I guess that you'd
high school graduate or something like
exactly.
that. Freshman graduate, that should be a new thing.
Yeah, but they're bringing in kind of senior type rappers.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
Nav.
Yeah.
Nav has a label. Nav is signed.
Yeah, he's already passed.
All his shit is in order. And I feel like XXL brings attention and showcases the new rappers.
Yeah, exactly.
So, why would you showcase a rapper that already has it made for him?
Gives them a platform to.
Exactly.
To show why you should be known and shit. I mean, there's been bad moments in the ciphers and shit. Like, 21's verse, that shit was whack.
Yeah, you think so?
Yeah, that shit was whack. Designer's another whack-ass nigga. X, he had, like, one of the weirdest ones.
Oh, yeah. He's he Sparrow, just, you peasants. Didn't want to have a fucking beat.
Nah, he didn't. That's the whole point of point of the thing.
But it brought out his individuality.
Yeah, it really did. It really did.
And... I mean, that was more talked about than most of the shit in there.
It really was.
So I guess that's his way.
Once you heard about that year, you heard about X more than anybody else.
Yeah. And you still hear about him, like, continuously.
Yeah, you still do. Yeah. That's something that I don't think will happen again. And that's that originality that you said.
Definitely. X has so much originality. And it's all...
I mean, he's doing it his own way, especially right now, spreading positivity. He's doing it like no other right now.
Definitely. He's for the kids, which...
Yeah.
To an extent.
Yeah, he is.
He
started his own YouTube channel, like Twitch.
Oh, vlogging,
vlogging. I don't think there's another rapper doing that.
No.
Oh, Trill Sammy's doing it. But Trill Sammy, you don't really know about him.
Yeah, Trill Sammy pretty much fell off.
Yeah. The recent song he just put out, that shit goes hard. Do Not Disturb, that shit's hard. That's a hard song. But other than that, I don't really know about him.
Trill Sammy?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know much about him. He's Mexican, right?
I think so.
I want to say he's Hispanic.
It should be around there.
Let's see. Fuck, who was I going to talk about that I didn't know was white? Oh, fuck.
Logic?
No. Nah. Shoreline Mafia.
Oh, he's white?
Didn't know he was white. Yeah, no, he's white.
He was Mexican. He looks mixed. He looks like that mixed person.
Well, oh, I thought he was black. So he might be really? Mixed, but I didn't.
Yeah.
I thought he was black for sure.
Yeah, he has that nappy hair, though. You would think he's mixed or something like that.
Yeah, but just from hearing him, oh, I was like, yeah, oh, yeah.
Course,
dude's
course,
for sure black.
Off of his voice,
he's when I heard black. Musty.
Yeah. Yeah, Musty.
Come on, nah.
Yeah, there was no Yeah, yeah, I see what you're trying to say.
This shit's crazy.
Yo, this has been the longest 6% of my life.
This is... We're at 35 minutes.
Yeah.
So that's...
Yeah, that's some non-stop shit right there.
That's some non-stop shit. That's our recording. Fucking... I guess first podcast kind of kicking this shit off. I wonder if someone's going to listen through it all the way.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. We're going to... I'm probably going to have Michael Olubanji on next one. That's just a music head from school. Or I'm going to have my friend Tyler on one. He writes for a hip-hop magazine. So that's some cool shit. I guess we'll see you next episode. So now it's about streetwear, hype brands, you know, what the scene's looking like right now. So
yeah, what the scene's looking like. Ooh, with the stripes down the seam?
That's
fly right now.
Especially cut above the ankle.
Yeah.
Pants. Ooh, yeah. Or rolled or cuffed like twice. But
yeah.
Kind of a skater look, but...
Yeah, kind of a skater look, yeah. Yeah, Supreme should really... I don't know. Supreme's not the old Supreme.
No. They're definitely... They've definitely evolved.
Yeah.
And it's
so something... like they're more mass-produced now. Like, you see a lot more Supreme
right now. It's so manageable to get. It's so easy. Yeah, I could go on their app right now and buy an ugly colorway of something.
It's either you were in New York or you knew someone that knew someone. Yep. Yeah, that's the way how you could get it. I really think they should come up with a female clothing line now.
Yeah.
You'll get a lot more money. You get a publicity thing now. Like, it's not only for men.
Yeah.
That shit would be wild. That's something that should really be thought of by them.
Yeah. But, I mean, they did start out as a skating company.
Like, yeah, they did.
On some skating shit.
I mean, they
stayed
to its roots to some extent because they still come up with skateboards and shit.
Yeah. And James Jebbia, the guy who started it, I heard him talking in an interview how... He's somewhat disappointed that Supreme's, it's looked at as like such, you know, if you see a guy with a Supreme shirt, you're like, oh fuck, he spent $600 on that shirt.
Yeah.
But really, that shirt was probably like $58. Yeah, $58 from Supreme.
They just resell it that much.
Yeah.
I mean, that's on them though.
That's the game.
Yeah.
I mean, Supreme's not the one selling stuff for say $7,000.
If they didn't want it to cost so much, they would make more though.
Yeah.
For then nobody could be reselling it like that.
Yeah.
Like Hanes, nobody pays like $20 for a Hanes shirt.
Exactly.
You get that combo pack.
Yeah. Same thing. Nobody. I think Champion got their clout off Supreme though, because
when
Supreme started doing stuff with Champion, and then you saw Champion and PacSun.
Yeah. And they used to be a dead brand too.
Definitely.
Like Kappa.
Oh, Kappa
came
out
of nowhere.
Weren't they making soccer?
Yeah, they were making soccer uniforms and they discontinued it because they said there were two naked females back to back. And there was in like a sexist environment and shit, and then just blew out of proportion. And then this was way back, like in 2004 type shit. But now they brought it back and shit with the same logo and everything. I'm like, damn, things changed. And that shit's expensive as fuck.
It's expensive as fuck. You can really only find it in PacSun too.
Yeah. I would not pay like $80 for some sweatpants and shit.
No.
That fit loose as hell. It's not even fit.
No.
I would not pay. Compared to what it was before, nah, I'm good.
Yeah. I see. Russell, you know the brand Russell? It's like an athletics brand.
Yeah.
It's kind of some shitty stuff that's sold at like Walmart. But I follow PacSun on Instagram, and I saw they started modeling Russell shirts.
Mm-hmm.
So like, just another like Champion, Fila, just shitty brands on the come up.
Yeah, shitty. Yeah, Fila's another one too.
Yeah, it just has clout, and that's all. Like, fuck.
One that's not as big as Supreme, and it's pretty hype, is Palace.
Yeah, Palace.
I really like Palace. Yeah.
I like Palace. I showed
you
that,
see a lot of people
that Palace beanie.
Yeah. You don't see a lot of people with Palace.
Fuck no. It's nice shit though. And they're also skating.
Yeah, they're nice.
I think they have drops every Friday.
Something like that. I don't really keep up with their drops like that, but I just like their clothes and shit like that.
I like their shit too. I'm gonna start copying Palace because Supreme, you own Supreme, whatever. But I feel like,
and like Supreme, there's so much fake out there.
Yeah.
It's crazy. Like anything could go fake Supreme, like a phone case. Like, those are selling for like $90.
Anything that's made in China, right there.
Yeah.
So fake Supreme Louis Vuitton. Cause that was the, I think that was the latest big collaboration.
Yeah,
the biggest
collaboration. Yeah, talking about like 2,300 for a shirt. I'm good. I'm so good.
Yeah.
The Gucci shirt goes for $60, and Gucci's like pretty high up there too.
Yeah. I mean the. It was the box logo hoodie, Supreme Louis Vuitton, the red one.
Yeah.
And the 5,000.
Yeah, that's just stupid expensive.
Stupid expensive, but people will buy it. So.
Yeah, I mean demand's there.
I've seen. I see Young Pinch has like. Four different ones.
Damn.
So I was like, wow, dude.
That's money.
And he had the Comme des Garçons.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I heard that.
Have you seen the Converse they did?
No.
They're pretty nice.
No, I haven't seen the Converse. I feel like Louis Vuitton and Gucci are like overhyped.
Yeah, I feel like Gucci definitely is not.
Yeah, it's like 100% cotton.
Yeah.
It's like some Walmart shit.
Yeah. I feel like.
And like these rappers be wearing it like it's like. Idolize this shit.
Yeah, it's. I just feel like. Every like brands reach a certain point. Like Supreme, I feel like is reaching that point pretty much where it's played out. It's, not the best. I mean, yeah, it's still cool. Yeah, it's still hype, but it's not as coveted.
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
Same thing with Gucci. Like, Gucci was never limited. It's just expensive.
Yeah, it's just expensive for like the rich, I guess.
Yeah.
That 1%.
Or that. Percentage of people who they don't got it like that, but they're gonna go blow their $500 check on a shirt.
Yeah, exactly.
Because they want flex.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't think those brands are really the shit they were.
Yeah, I mean, it also is how you wear it, I guess.
Yeah.
How you outfit it, because I used to have Rocky be wearing the Gucci pants. They don't look like Gucci pants, but how he made them look so designer.
Oh, which
like,
ones?
That's some 401.
Yeah. Oh, the jeans?
Yeah, yeah, the jeans, the floral jeans.
Oh, yeah, with the patches.
So yeah. That shit went so hard. I was like, damn. And then I searched it up, and it was Gucci pants, and I was like, oh, that's what's up. He wore it like nobody else, though. It doesn't scream Gucci and shit. Like, it's some subliminal shit.
Yeah, that's cool. I think that's nice when, you know, you don't need a big-ass shirt that says Supreme fucking across it. You can
just save money. You like Lil Uzi Vert, he wore, like, the homeless-ass shirt to... That would like cost so much money. Have you seen it? It was like ripped up from the collar, and it was striped. It was like burgundy and red.
Oh yeah,
burgundy and black.
And that one picture that's like a meme that he has like the person shit.
That shit's so expensive. Yeah, that's more designer wise.
I mean, I know he got it like that.
Oh, those are
yeah, definitely.
With people start when rappers starting their brands now, like who's the nigga who started off low? Velo?
Oh, ASAP Bari?
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, I saw... I saw that Virgil Abloh, the guy behind Off-White, he's actually... Oh, he took on a position at Louis Vuitton.
Yeah, was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, they that made it like a crazy. Big thing.
Yeah. So he took on like...
another like, I don't know, pointless brand, I think. Some of their shit is cool.
So you don't like my belt?
That belt, see, that's different. But other than like a white shirt that says like little white off, I mean.
Yeah, it says like.
And it has stripes.
And it has stripes,
like,
right?
That's not worth like $600.
No.
You got me first time. No, you could wear like more the mall clothes and get the same hype.
Yeah.
I guess.
It's just the name you're paying for.
Yeah, pretty much.
But I don't believe 100% in, oh, you're just paying for the name. Like, there's so much more behind, like Supreme, there's so much more behind.
Yeah.
Just it's saying Supreme.
Some of the box logos.
Yeah.
Like the Brooklyn box logo. And
that's one of my favorites because you can rock it with
some camo pants.
Some like those camo yellow pants that are the moves right now.
Some shirts have like history behind it. That's
definitely.
What I've been reading about.
Yeah.
Like they pay homage to some of the rappers and shit, like Nas.
Oh, Supreme, the Nas T was huge. They said Nasty Nas.
Scarlett Johansson, I think, has a t-shirt.
I think Marilyn Monroe.
Marilyn Monroe.
I think she has a Supreme.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she does. Yeah, I think I've seen it around. Yeah, there's like more. It's deep. It's more than a surface, I guess. And they, I like how they pay homage like that.
I do too. I think because everyone's like, "Oh, Supreme, let's just hypey shit, whatever." Just pay for the name.
Supreme, and,
But you pay for more than the fucking name.
Yeah.
There's history behind the clothing, so.
Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah, really, it's a different meaning than clothes, which is nice.
Yeah.
It's a deeper meaning.
I think it's just weird that now Supreme is something you can go on the website, everyone can get it.
Yeah, it was at Kmart at one point.
Oh, yeah, when they accidentally sent the shirts or something. So I remember something
like,
about that.
Yeah. They accidentally did that, and then Kmart, because they got so flooded up with people, I guess, they started cutting off the tags. That said Supreme shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, so then like Hypebeast would go in and see the cut tags and they would know that Supreme even though it was cut off. And they would still get it. And then resell that shit.
What is the shirt without the tag though, right? Yeah, it's just a Hanes tee.
Yeah.
Without the Supreme tag, is it?
That's true.
But yeah, I did see videos about that. It was just like black shirts.
Some shit you'd be getting at the thrift store that's like super hype, like some vintage Adidas.
Yep.
Yeah, you can't find
anywhere. Vintage Reebok, the Windbreakers.
Yeah. The original Fila, original Kappa, shit like that.
Original Kappas. And same thing with the vintage Guess.
Oh, yeah, that shit vintage goes so Guesses, hard.
That's my favorite shit right now.
Yeah, vintage Guess, That's an item right there.
That shit is crazy. I like Guess. I think Guess is one of the...
Yeah.
Ever since they did the A$AP Rocky collab...
Yeah, I've seen that.
The stripe too.
Calvin Klein too.
Yeah.
Hooked up with A$AP Rocky. Calvin Klein hooked up with Kim Kardashian too, I think. I'm pretty sure. The whole Kardashian family.
Oh, yeah. Who else? Fuck, a lot of people team up with the Kardashians for collaborations.
Yeah.
Makeup companies.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
And they're smart to make it, smart enough to make their own makeup and shit.
Right. Like
Kylie Jenner, Kim Kardashian. Yeah. Rihanna did her own makeup.
Brand off that and just get a bunch of money.
Yeah. So, I see what they're doing.
All right. My phone's at 1%, so you already know. This is the end of the podcast.
Yeah, the struggle is starting.
See y'all next time.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.